This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And class, if you could hold your calls for today, we'd appreciate it. We're short-staffed here at GCN in Minnesota. A number of our engineers are not feeling well and called in sick. And so the engineers who are on duty are running multiple broadcasts simultaneously. Kind of a difficult task for them, but they're up to it. They're the best. They're the best that we've seen. So if you can, hold your calls today, and we'll begin taking calls again tomorrow. And I'd like to thank the engineers at RBN as well. They're fabulous. Fabulous as well. Okay, John Reagan's with us. John? Johnny there? Hey, I wonder. Looks like I'm here. yeah, that's good. That's good. I see the bits going on. Okay. Well, while we're waiting for John Reagan to get back with us, I'll tell you something interesting. For those of you who have dishwashers, you may want to consider adding just a little bit of vinegar to your dishwasher. And it will help disinfect your dishwasher and make it run a little bit cleaner. So let's see. Let me see if I can find some of these. Okay, and toothbrush. So you can use a toothbrush and you can use some vinegar to clean out the crevices and remove some of the mold and so forth. So use that before you add a little vinegar before you start your dishwasher. Do we have John Reagan or do we still? John, are you there?
I think I'm here.
Yeah.
I think I'm here.
Hey, good. Good. Glad you're back. I was just talking about using a little bit of vinegar in the dishwasher. You can use white vinegar and run it, and it will help disinfect your dishwasher. Okay, so what's next?
How about some spy tech and control?
Oh, man, you know, there's plenty of it, right? And we're going faster and faster all the time, aren't we?
It is absolutely disgusting, and... the first one, Beyond CRISPR. Oh, yeah. Man. And I learned something about CRISPR during this, too. Salk Institute has developed a new technique to edit our DNA. With CRISPR, apparently it had some limitations that it didn't work on cells that don't... divide often, because apparently it's the division process where it gets the opportunity to go in and do the editing. But we don't have that limitation anymore, thanks to Salk Institute. the process is called HITI, and it can basically edit any of those. It's I was trying to get to the point where it described it. You know, the joys of having to go through tons of data. anyway, the so instead of having to settle for parts of the body, they can now modify pretty much anything. Of course, it's hailed as a cure for incurable diseases. And, of course, you know, there's always the good side that they push on this type of technology. However, consider the weaponization of the technology. And that's where it gets to be absolutely frightening. Just imagine having your DNA changed and, you know, you may not even have a say-so in it.
John, are we talking about having your going to a doctor's office and for like a routine checkup, and the doctor says, well, you absolutely need this this injection, and a little while after, maybe weeks or months after, you become different. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not familiar enough. I got to do some more research, but I think it'd be possible that this could even be put in with, you know, vaccines. And
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And of course, they're trying to make it to where you can't refuse those. And especially if you live in California, you're already at that point. So besides the toxins that are in vaccines, just imagine having material that could edit your DNA.
Turn you into someone who is docile, someone who is predisposed to diseases that can wipe you out, make you immobile. Alter your thought processes. Can you imagine that? And be forced to take it.
Yeah, we've read a lot of spy thrillers. Of course, we've got, you know, James Bond movies that are popular. You know, imagine a DNA alteration that would make it to where you can't produce a certain required protein, or shuts down the process of a certain, you know, critical part of your body. Maybe you can't absorb oxygen, you know, whatever it is, and using that as a weapon of assassination, and it might not even be detectable.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Very well put. Those are my concerns. And are you going to be talking during this hour about spreading vaccinations through the air?
That's where I'm working on getting down to.
Okay.
On the second under spy tech is really big data. And we've talked about self-driving cars. Well, those cars have a lot of sensors. Has cameras, radar, sonar, GPS, and LIDAR, which is lasers. And all of those produce quite a bit of data per second. So an autonomous vehicle produces 4,000 gigabytes of data per day, every day. And to express that in another way, that's 4 terabytes of data every day. And imagine that kind of database. As it's turned, every car, you think of those sensors, every car is now, you know, a surveillance device.
We're talking about cameras in the front, cameras in the rear, right? Sonar, radar, GPS, and LIDAR. Absolutely outrageous. You know, John, not only am I concerned about the amount of data that's being produced per day of the flood, the data flood in autonomous vehicles, but what about being just around them, having the radar blast you from behind? One of these things is behind you, and you're just traveling along in your old Chevy pickup truck or your old Ford pickup truck or your old car, and right blasting through your window is radar. What about the oncoming vehicles that are blasting radar into your eyes? The LIDAR into your eyes. What about all that? I'm concerned about that. Those are physical threats to our bodies. And who is this brought to us by? Who's doing this, John? Would this be Intel?
Well, we got a lot of tech companies out there, but don't forget, you also, you know, the cars aren't just going to be traveling down the road, not communicating. So you'll have everything from, you know, your Wi-Fi, your cellular, you know, maybe even another spectrum thrown in there. So.
Yeah, and then there's the audio, right? Then there's the audio. And what happens when you pull your vehicle into your driveway? Do those cameras shut off? Or, you know, let's say a person lives in a neighborhood where everybody has a quarter of an acre or a third of an acre or an eighth of an acre, you know, densely packed. Now you have all these vehicles pulling into these short driveways, and are we looking out the back of the vehicle across the road or across the street at our neighbors? Are we going to have our neighbor's vehicle spying on us? Are those cameras going to be able to be turned on remotely? I would think that that would be something that would delight these people who are foisting this technology on us.
Well, look at what we already know with cell phones and with laptops. Those cameras can be turned on remotely. Yeah.
Right.
So
that's
not any different.
Right. Right. So my thoughts are, I don't want to have a vehicle like this. And I don't want to support those companies who are producing vehicles like this. I think we need to start boycotting companies that do this. We've been effective in shutting down the spying, at least initially we were effective. There were these antenna arrays set up in a couple malls in Virginia and in California for Black Friday to track shoppers. We were effective in shutting that down because we rang the alarm and we gave out the phone numbers and we literally got that shut down. But the only way you can do that is by raising your voice, ringing the alarm, and boycotting the stores and the companies who are using these technologies to make ever-increasing profits. So I'm not interested in a new car. I'm not going to buy one. I'm not going to support these thugs. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, 33 days, 13 hours, 36 minutes, 16 seconds until Christmas. Class, please don't get trapped into buying things for people you don't like. With money you don't have for Christmas. Please don't get trapped into it. It's a sad commentary that there's a website that's days to... You just type in on a web search engine, days to Christmas, and you'll find the website. And there's Santa, and there's Christmas presents, and I totally forgot the meaning of Christmas. It's all about presents. It's all about commerce. Please don't get trapped into that. John Reagan? Wow. Did we lose John? Ah, jeez. Well, what do you think it is? Let me just check again. It looks like, I'm looking at my screen here. It looks like the signal's going out with just a third of a second delay. That's perfectly acceptable. I can see the view meter. It looks good on my end. So where's Captain John Reagan? Johnny there? Okay. Well, class, I'm looking at a Gallup poll, and it says the real unemployment is 9.5%. I don't believe that either. I believe that it's way higher than that. And It says that record high 77% of Americans perceive the nation is divided. That I actually do believe, actually. I'm kind of surprised it's only 77% see us as divided. I've talked with some people, and they just can't believe that some people actually supported Hillary Clinton for CEO. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine people supporting her, defending her? They just don't understand about the deaths and the murders and the coercion, the corruption of the Clinton clan. So it's hard to understand how people just can't ferret out the news for themselves. They're just reading and watching what is presented to them, opinions of others. Do we have John yet? John Reagan, are you there? Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit more about the Westlake landfill. So, here's an article, thebulletin.org. On July 16th, 1973, 28 years to the day after the first nuclear weapon was exploded at Alamogordo, New Mexico. I've been there. I've been to Alamogordo, New Mexico. A line of dump trucks containing the deuterium from the uranium used to make plutonium for the test bomb showed up at the West Lake landfill in Bridgeton, Missouri. Assuming the trucks were loaded with clean fill, the landfill superintendent waved them through without charging a dumping fee. A truck driver said later that he and others used the black stuff in their home gardens. A truck driver said that they used this black dirt in their home gardens. Can you imagine that? But by October, several thousand shipments were illegally dumped in the landfill in North St. Louis County in violation of federal standards. They contained an estimated 43,000 tons of radioactive uranium, processing waste and contaminated soil. Now, under the national news media spotlight, a landfill adjoined to the Westlake dump has experienced a growing underground fire for the past 5 years. The fire is estimated to be about 1,000 feet from the radioactive material. It's really less than that. It's about 900. Consultants for Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster indicated November 2015 that, in the worst case, the fire could reach the radioactive material in a matter of a few months. Now, this was back in November 2015. An official for the Republic Corporation, which owns the landfill, contends the fire is moving away from the waste. If the fire reaches radioactive waste, the St. Louis County Emergency Plan warns that there is potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region. Now think about that. Think about the schools. Think about the homes that will be impacted negatively, seriously negatively, by this catastrophe. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
It's gonna be sliding.
Whatever today's hot.
Why today I've got your
take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, please continue.
the joys of live radio.
Yeah. So what happened, do you know?
As the segment started, I lost the return and didn't hear anything until the outro.
Yeah, I didn't hear you either. So okay. Yeah. Yep. There you go. All right.
Well, let's pick up the third item in SpyTech, Carbon, the Next Generation. And IBM is creating carbon chips that can make computers 1,000 times faster. And if you're thinking, why do they need faster chips? One, think about all that data that's got to be crunched from all the autonomous cars. But there's another side of the carbon chips. It allows them to make flexible computers and injectable microchips. Isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah. You know, John, every time I hear about technology improvements, the first thing I think about is how awful. I used to think, wow, faster microprocessor, this is great, you know. And what happened is, believe it or not, John, we used to be able to use a computer that was blazing fast for word processing, spreadsheets, databases, and, like 16 megahertz. But with all the spyware and all the antivirus software, and as web pages became more filled with advertisements, you need faster and faster and faster processors. We used to have blazing fast word processing with very slow processors, right? DOS was incredibly fast. But we've improved it to the point where we need these faster computers. So then we started saying, this new processor is going to improve Windows and it's going to be faster, faster, faster. But now I don't see it that way. I see as my computer's plenty fast, and it's maybe 10 years old, 8 to 10 years old. It's plenty fast for what I'm doing.
Well, I think we need the faster computers because of dumber people. I told you we went and saw The Wizard of Oz last week, and Becky was telling me that once, the transaction went to the payment mode, she was looking down the screen, and it put up images of money. So apparently we can't even have kids put in numbers anymore. They have to point to a picture to say what kind of money they're getting.
Wow.
Oh, that's a 20.
are you talking about the people behind, the cash register, if you will? That person?
That person.
So this is a 1, a single, as they used to call them. This would be a 5. This is what a 10 looks like. A $10 fraud, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit denomination. Yeah. Wow. Okay. We certainly can't make change. We have to do that for them.
Hopefully most people use cards so they don't have to mess with that nasty stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ran across an interesting article. I called it A Quantum Look. The title is actually Researchers Claim Quantum Computing Breakthrough and Explain It Using Beer. But that's not what I'm wanting to cover in there. And if you want to read it, you've got the link. But in, I guess, the second paragraph, third paragraph, it talks about, how bits use zeros and ones and quantum computers use qubits, which we've talked about before, where it can be zero, one, or both. Well, this was worded in a different way that caught my attention. It says that quantum computers are designed around using qubits, which can be 1, 0, or any superposition between those numbers at the same time. And, being a numbers person, that stood out because between the numbers 0 and 1 is an analog of every number that exists. There is an absolute infinity between 0 and 1. And that's staggering. I know most of you probably even haven't had any classes that considered infinity. But if you can just think about that, pick any number, and it's there just between 0 and 1.
So we're talking about an infinitely large computing ability, aren't we?
And that's kind of the secret to the quantum computers is it's able to use all of those numbers in between. For the positive numbers, all you would have to do is put a 1 over it, and you've got that number. And, of course, there's literally an infinity of other possibilities there. If it's a negative number, then it would just be the negative 1 over that number for the numbers that are less than negative 1.
Let me see if I understand this. So we now would have the capability of putting a serial number on every grain of sand on every beach. Is that correct?
Well, that has to do with the number of bits that you string together. This is, think of the bit being able to think of any number that exists at the same time, just between 0 and 1. So it's more than just the light being off, on, or both. It's the infinity of everything in between. And if you want to hop over to the metaphysical side of things, you know, we talk of God being the infinite. So basically they're trying to hijack God's ability to create these solutions. And like we've said with quantum computers before, the way that the people that work with them describe it is they load the problem, and then it's like it's shipped off to another dimension, and the answer comes back.
This is difficult for humans to even think about, John. You know, the average guy is going to have trouble just thinking about this. I am.
I have a computer science degree, and it's problematic. It resembles, magic more than it does science.
John, have you studied scalar technologies at any level?
I know they exist. I have not been able to dive into the actual usage of it.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is I had dinner with Norm Shealy and Ed from Florida, Sergey Sorin, and we were talking about this new technology that Norm Shealy is working on, scalar technology. I'm having trouble understanding what it is. And so I did a little bit of research, and I'm more confused than ever. So I was just wondering if you'd done any research on that.
Even the terminology on that starts to be confusing. You're working with longitudinal waves, and unlike the electromagnetic fields that we're used to working with, where you've got the inverse square law, so that when you double the distance, it's, you know, the power of the field is inversely squared proportional to that, so it drops off rather quickly. That's why, you know, when you're right up against a cell tower, you get all those bars, and as you start making distance, it starts dropping off exponentially rather than in a straight line. However, with scalar technology, it doesn't do that. It's the same. You've got, full field at a distance.
Let me just read one line. This is in Wikipedia. It says, and this is examples in quantum theory and relativity. In the standard model of elementary particles, a scalar Higgs field is used to give the leptons and massive vector bosons their mass via a combination of the Yukawa interaction and the spontaneous symmetry breaking. This mechanism is known as the Higgs mechanism. A candidate for the Higgs boson was first detected at CERN in 2012. So I'm still scratching my head.
Yeah, I was one of those people that was good at science and math, and I have problems. And this relates to Tesla as well. He was working with scalar technology.
Gosh. Okay, what's next?
Well, the one you wanted to get to under the control section, as seen on the last ship, and we caught up on another season where they were looking at how do they get the cure out there. And they developed a way of doing it by making the cure transmissible like a virus. And here comes this article. It was in the Natural Blaze. New transmissible vaccine spreads like virus. No consent necessary. And these are, technologies being talked about in, respectable journals, in science and medicine. And they're saying it doesn't take very much transmissibility for the vaccine to spread throughout the population.
Let's talk a little bit more about this when we get back. Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. And this is pretty scary to me. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
EZE33.org. Captain John Reagan, are we saying that this sneezing can be the new delivery system for death? Is that what we're saying?
I guess it depends on exactly how it's transmitted. It could be through sneezing. It might be through contact. It could be through other bodily fluids. I guess the good news in this type of delivery system, you don't have the toxins that get injected to you like mercury and aspartame and other items. The bad news is that even without going on to some speculation, is that vaccines can actually cause the disease you're trying to prevent, at least over a short period of time. They've seen that with the polio vaccine, where someone gets vaccinated with the polio vaccine, and then for a certain time, they can actually spread the polio virus itself. So the cure could cause a pandemic, and then we talked about this new HIDI DNA editing process. I don't know if that could be weaponized into a transmissible vaccine form, but if it could, that becomes exceedingly frightening.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, John. So a person is selected because he's going to be flying, let's say, New York to Los Angeles. And this is an imaginary case. So the person's selected, and they say, okay, before you go, let's keep you safe. And so here's your immunization. So the guy gets an immunization, gets on the flight, starts sneezing because that's part of the complications of the injection, starts sneezing and then spreads throughout the cabin of the aircraft, whatever it is he was injected with, you know, as a a way of killing people. And then they all get it, and then they go see their family and relatives and loved ones and coworkers, and, you know, and they start sneezing, and now this thing's spreading like wildfire, all from one guy on a aluminum tube propelled through the air. That's what I'm seeing in my mind. Is that something that we're talking, is that what we're talking about?
Well, see, the thing is, too, you're thinking about people.
Yeah.
They're also talking about using this type of technology on animals.
Too many rabbits, right? Too many deer, too many cows.
Yeah. But what if the animal could just be a carrier of the quote-unquote vaccine? You know, they could, you know, put this into rats and mice and squirrels and just have it running all throughout the countryside. And as people come in contact with, you know, the droppings or whatever, they could end up becoming infected with the vaccine, whatever the vaccine is, and start spreading it to people. So there's multiple vectors on how they can do this.
It's absolutely terrifying. And we have people who are willing to do this.
And as the title said, no consent necessary.
I'm speechless at the, well, you know, we talked about with this about these people being defective. Norm Shealy and I talked about people being defective, and boy, you'd have to be defective to want to do this. This could get out and get out of control very, very easily. Or it could be deliberate.
And this goes back to the, you know, WikiLeaks emails, you know, to understand just how evil the those at the top of the Democratic Party are, and more than likely it's the same for the Republicans. You know, most people don't even want to consider that type of evil, much less acknowledge that it exists and that they might support them.
A lot of us are not even capable of thinking about that kind of evil. That just doesn't, we weren't built that way to think about how these horrible, these horrible things. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. And we get in touch with you best by what? EZE33.org?
That's the shortest one.
Yep. Or thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much. And you're going to be here tomorrow.
Yep, I am.
Yep. Thank you, Captain John Reagan. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.